Amen. The Lord is good and all the time. There is a message that God has laid on my heart that I would like us to, it has been a blessing, of course, to me, and I believe it is going to be a blessing also to you. Hallelujah. As we said, beginning of the year, that we are believing God that all the two services will have a different messages. Hallelujah. Amen. Of course, sometime if God wants us to share the same service on the same message on both services, of course, we'll do so. Amen. We are not forbid to do that. Hallelujah. But there is also something that I would like to share with you. I know the morning message we did not finish, which will continue later on. Hallelujah. But this afternoon, the message that God has laid on our heart is stewardship, sowing, and reaping. Amen. Stewardship, sowing, and reaping. Amen. So stewardship, comma, sowing, and reaping. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, your amen is very, very, very weak. That is also a message that is going to bless us. Hallelujah. Stewardship, sowing, and reaping. So we will try and talk about stewardship. Then we'll talk about sowing. Then we'll talk about reaping. Amen. Hallelujah. Each and every one, there are some points that we will go through. Amen. And I would like you to listen and allow it to minister to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that have been coming Tuesdays, we are sharing wonderful things that by the word of God, that you don't just listen to it. You become a doer of the word. Hallelujah. That is where the transformation begins. Praise the name of the Lord. A hearer will not benefit. Hearer only, you will not benefit. You are just a hearer. You are using the faculties of your life to just grab something. But if it is not doing something in your life, if you are not practicing it, we got to be practitioners of the word of God. Hallelujah. And that is when transformation begins. Amen. Hallelujah. When somebody says that I change or have changed or something, or when we see somebody changed, it is because the person has allowed the word of God to work through him. Amen. So what are we talking about? Still sowing and reaping. Say it again. Amen. Wonderful. Well, thank God. I pray that the Lord God speaks to us so it would never be the same. Hallelujah. What is stewardship? Amen. Which we need to understand very carefully. Amen. Bible made us to understand, or in the definition of it, a steward is a person who is entrusted with another person's property. Amen. A steward is a person who is entrusted with another person's property. What does that mean to us? As disciples of Jesus Christ, it is important to remember that everything we have comes from God. Amen. As a children of God, we need to understand that everything we have, it comes from where? It comes from God. Do you believe that? Are you really sure? I don't think so. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, because your amen is very, very weak and your yeses are not forthcoming. But whether you believe it, you like it, you want it or not, that is what it is. We have nothing of our own. Amen. We have nothing of our own. Whatever you have belongs to God. Amen. Whatever we have, it belongs to God. We are only stewards, caretakers. I heard from somewhere there. We are only stewards, caretakers. Amen. If you buy a plot of land, you build on it, you get your room, master bedroom with the suit and everything, at the end of the day, when your time here on earth come to an end, you leave the land behind. You see, things like this, people don't like, Christians don't like to hear about it. But you know, sometimes it gets me. Sometimes when a Christian passes away, it looks as if the person is going to hell, the way we behave. Are you getting what I'm saying? The way we Christians, we behave, it looks as if the person is going to hell. But no matter what happens, please, this is not our final destination. We need to bear that in mind. You know, when we do that, it always prepares us in such a way that where we will go finally will be where our heart will be. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you getting me? Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes when you talk about death and things like that, you know, people feel a bit crazy. But hey, it happens. Bible says it is appointed for a man to die. Hallelujah. What we pray against, what we do against is that accidental death, untimely death, or whatever death. Amen. Praise God. But death is death. It will happen. Until we meet Jesus Christ, and then the last enemy, which is the death, is killed, is destroyed. Amen. But we got to be with Jesus first. Hallelujah. For the last enemy, which is death, is demolished or killed. Praise God. Okay, all right. No matter, that doesn't matter. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. So as children of God, whatever we have, it belongs to God. We are only taking care of the thing. You are what? A caretaker. You are taking care of it. It's not yours. Amen. So you are only taking care of something that God has given to you. And God wants you to make sure that you take good care of that particular thing. May the Lord God bless you. Acts chapter 17, 25. Hallelujah. We may do with some scripture so that we understand that what we are saying, we are not just making it up. It is backed by scriptures. So we know that it is true. Hallelujah. Of course, the most important thing as a Christian is to know that Jesus Christ saves. And once you have saved, hallelujah, then he blesses you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 We don't need to forget that. Hallelujah. It says that, amen. Acts chapter 17, 25. He said, now, nor is he worshipped with men's hand, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life. He does what? He gives, he doesn't need anything from us, because he is the one that gives to us. And he says that he gives what? All things. Somebody say all things. Say all things. He gives all things. Hallelujah. Breath and all things. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. So sometimes we need to be a little bit careful when we are saying things. put your hands on your chest and you smile without even interjecting by the grace of God. Me, my house in Accra, my house in Harare, my house in Botswana. Amen. The way you say it, the what gets to me so much is the couple who have built something. And then one is at my house there, one is at my house there. And I look at them and say, look how sad they are. My house in Accra, my house in this place. I mean, whatever it is, at least when you are saying it, try to say something that describe where you get it from. Please don't be angry with me. I'm preaching the word of God. You're going so quiet. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's not dispute the fact that sometimes we exalt ourselves so much. We exalt ourselves so much. But whatever that we have, it belongs to God. Amen. It belongs to God. God has endowed them. I mean, he has given them to us. He loves us and he has given them to us. Let the church say amen. Amen. We are still talking about stewardship. Praise the name of the Lord. So, if it does not belong to us, then it belongs to who? God. Hallelujah. God is the owner and he has appointed us to be his stewards. God is the owner. Everything. He is the owner. Amen. And he has appointed you to be, hallelujah, a steward over it. So therefore, we are accountable to who? God. Church, are you with me? If you are with me, lift up your hands and say amen. Amen. We are accountable to God. Not man, not your boss, not anybody, not pastor, amen. Not the leaders, not anywhere you go. We do everything and whatever we own, also we are accountable to God. I mean, to confirm that, let's read something from Matthew chapter 25. Even if you cannot read it, please write the scriptures down. And when you go back home, try and go over it again. It will help us. Everything we have, everything we get, it is by the grace of God. It is by his grace. Amen. By his grace. The food on the table, everything, the clothes we wear, yes, hallelujah, it is by his grace. So anytime that we get the opportunity to get something, we shouldn't be so much of ourselves. Amen. We shouldn't be. Praise the name of the Lord. Because it is just by grace. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's just by grace. Amen. Now, did I quote a scripture, didn't I? Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 25, 14. Thank you very much. Amen. It says that, for the kingdom of heaven is like. Somebody say, is like. Is like. It is not, but is like. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servant and did what? And delivered his goods to them. Amen. So that which we have has been what? Delivered to us. It belongs to somebody and the person calls us and he say, hey, I am entrusting you with this. And because of that, he knows our capability. He knows the energy we have and everything. So he says, some will have two, some will have three, some will have four, some will even have one. That doesn't matter. It shouldn't be a problem. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But most important thing is that everyone received something. He did not go without giving somebody nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. He gave something to all of us. We've been all been given something. Am I talking to the people of God in the house? Hallelujah. There is something God has given unto us. It may be small in your eyes, but in the eyes of God, it is so big. It may be too much for you, but God says you can handle it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So we need to know and understand that you have nothing of your own. Let's allow this to register in our hearts. That will stop the element of pride. Amen. It will stop that thing. We have nothing of our own. It doesn't matter your toil and everything. It started from somewhere. May the Lord God bless His church. Amen. And then we need therefore also to understand, as God has called us as His stewards, yes, of course, there are privileges and also responsibilities. Amen. There are what? Privileges. We need to understand that there are blessing in it. Hallelujah. And also, we are also called to make sure that everything that is there to do, we do it right. Oh, come on, smile a little bit. Amen. Everything that is there to do, we do it right. This is both privilege and responsibility, because God will hold all of us accountable. Somebody say accountable. Amen. Don't take it literally that old Bible says that we will stand before God and then we will be judged and then that's it. No. He will hold us accountable. Amen. God did not bless you in that area for nothing. I think I was called the other time. It was a bit late. And I'm a very, well, probably trained myself to be. I don't know that's how God created me. But I'm not a deep sleeper. So when I receive a call whilst I'm sleeping, it takes me a bit longer to go back. So the call wake me up. And I talk and everything. I think I sat down, and it's kind of, you know, something has pushed you and you are not really of yourself. Then I heard a voice in my ears that you were called to do that. Amen. You were called to do that. It is not everybody that picks up a call 2 o'clock in the morning. No, uncle. Maybe you can pick a call 2 o'clock in the morning, but for a certain thing. Yeah. No. Uncle doesn't know I am with you, but you know, you don't understand. Amen. So, I sat down, and then after everything, that voice, it touches my heart. That it is not everyone that will be able to pick a call. Amen. That call has saved somebody. That call brought peace somewhere that there was no peace. Are you hearing me? Praise the name of the Lord. So no matter whatever angry or whatever I may become, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a reason. Pastor, there may be a reason why some people are bothering you. Why? Because you are the only person that can deal with their problems. You are the only person. You know, they can only talk to you. When they pray to God, God gave you to them. Period. People talk but they find it difficult to understand it. But the moment you open your mouth, it becomes a sweet sound to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. That shows that you have been what? Called. And if you have been called, then it's much are needed from you. Praise the name of the Lord. Then we stand accountable to God. May the Lord God bless you. But as I said, I must realize, hallelujah, that it is not the title pastor. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the work of the pastor that makes you a pastor. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the work. If it got to be the title, we cannot place it, hallelujah, on us. Amen. The reason why people are running to you, because they know that you have something that they don't have. But you need to realize that you are a steward of that thing. You are not a maker of it. So therefore, anytime there is a need for you to bring up your stewardship out to serve, you got to be ready. We got to be ready. Praise the name of the Lord. We got to be ready. There are some edge that you get every single morning when you wake up that you want to do something. Why? Because you will know that you are a steward. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God lift you up in the name of Jesus. God will hold us all accountable as stewards. If that is the case, what do we need to do? Then we need to do the right thing. We need to make sure that which has been entrusted unto us, we use it and we use it right. I know I've said it here before, and I'm not trying to preach myself to you. Never. But sometimes I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, am I doing the right thing? And it is something that always it shakes me in the night. Is it the right thing that has been done? Amen. Why? Because if we don't do the right thing, especially we, the children of God, Bible says that we will stand before God and God will ask us, why did you drove that person? Did you drive that person away? Amen. Hallelujah. He needed the help from you. And you are holding something that belongs to me, that you need to use it to help that person, but you refuse to do it. Is that not the reason why he called the other servant a wicked servant? A wicked steward? Amen. May the Lord God bless his church. A new generation, a new dawn, a new beginning, a new life has been leased to this church. Another year has been given to us that we need to do the work of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to do it efficiently. This morning we find out, I wish I'm preaching the message of this morning. Hallelujah. We find out that that thing is important. Amen. Let's go back there. Let me stop here. Hallelujah. God will hold us accountable how we have handled what he has entrusted to us. He will hold us accountable. That is true. Don't just take my word for it. Romans chapter 14 verse 12 says something. And also 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 and 2. Let's do Romans 14 first. Look at somebody and just give the person a light smile. Light one, not two. Amen. A light one. God bless you. Somebody put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. So then, each of us shall give an account of himself to who? To God. I said, don't just take my word for it. Amen. This is the word of God. Each of us, amen, each one of us will stand before God and then we give an account. Why are we going to give an account? Because something has been entrusted to us. You have something. I have something. All of us. He says that a man traveling far gave talents to his servants. So all of us, we have something. Don't say that I don't have anything. You have. Maybe you have not identified it yet. You do. Amen. God did not call you empty-handed. Praise the name of the Lord. Of course, we came to him empty-handed, but he entrusted blessing unto us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So then, amen. God is good. And all the time, wow. So then each of us shall give an account to himself, of himself, to God. Amen. Anything that we've done, and of course, if it is good, we rejoice. There are going to be more blessings for all of us. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 and 2, and then we'll move on. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, thank you very much. Say, let a man so consider us as servants of what? Christ. And stewards. Somebody say stewards. Amen. Shall we wave to those at the back? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Take your seat and let's flow together. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let a man so consider us as servants of what? Christ. And stewards of the mysteries of what? God. Amen. Stewards. We are stewards. Praise the name of the Lord. We look after God's blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. And number two, moreover, it is required in what? As stewards, that one should be found what? Faithful. Whatever you have, whatever God has entrusted to you, you got to be what? Faithful. Oh, come on, church, put your hands together for Jesus. It is a requirement that every steward, every Christian, every believer, disciple, be what? Faithful. Be found faithful. May the Lord God bless you. And by handling the word of God, by the handling the work of God, by the handling whatever God has given to you faithfully, you receive his blessings also. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A good steward is expected to be faithful and dedicated to his master. A good steward is expected to be what? Faithful. We are expected to be what? Faithful in whatever that we do. Whatever God has entrusted to you, you got to be what? Faithful. You got to be faithful to who? God. And you know very well that God has not taken anything from what he has given to us. Let's bear in mind. So where you supposed to let your resources go, you got to be what? Faithful. You are not getting me. You are not getting me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Yes, it's in your hands, but God does not come and knock your door in the morning and say, give me this. No. We use that resources to serve his people. Amen. That is what God wants from us. And that is where he says, let us be what? Faithful. Amen. Please remember, we have nothing of our own. All of us, we have nothing of our own. He says, give and it shall be what? Given. We have nothing of our own. There is nothing. Yes, we may work for, we may buy and get a receipt, but it does not belong to us. We were blessed to have that. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Somebody shout amen. Oh, shout a better amen, a better amen. A stronger amen. Courageous amen. Hallelujah. And on top of it, just put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 16, verse the very number of 11 and 12. Luke 16. Amen. This is what the word of God says. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in, thank you very much. If you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon. Oh God. In unrighteous things. Hallelujah. If you have not been faithful. How? Oh sorry. Who will commit to your trust the true riches? Whoa! Praise the name of the Lord. The little you have not been faithful. But you want God to add more to it. You explain the scripture. You explain it yourself. The little you have, you are struggling to be faithful with it. Are you the only broke person? Hallelujah. And all the time I'm broke. You know, the thing is, oh, come on, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing the word of God. The moment the word of God comes, it comes to deliver us, to liberate us. Praise the name of the Lord. He says that, therefore, if you have not been faithful in that little, that unrighteous moment, hallelujah, who will commit to your trust, the true one? Aren't we all looking for the true one? Aren't we all waiting for the presence of God? But if we are not faithful in one thing, there is no way God is going to commit something that is everlasting to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember, we are stewards, caretakers. Amen. Hallelujah. Caretakers. Whoa. Hallelujah. So, a caretaker. Thing does not belong to you. Amen. When people come and ask, you don't give them to anything to them, but you are using it to, that which does not belong to you, to furnish yourself. You look good. Your wife bought this one for you on your birthday. You bought it yourself. Okay. Boy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, come on. We know we are laughing a little bit. Sometimes it is good to crack some, a little bit. Not too much. Just to get ourselves going. Amen. Therefore, if you have not been faithful. It is required of every steward to be what? Faithful. Amen. But if we are not faithful, God is not going to entrust anything to us. Number 12, and then we're done. Because I'm looking at the clock. Amen. And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is? Praise the name of the Lord. Let me explain it this way. We are stewards and we are taking care of that which belongs to somebody. Is that not the case? And he says that if we are not faithful to that which belongs to somebody, who is he going to be faithful to you? How are you going to get yours? By being faithful to someone else. Hallelujah. It is the same way you are going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Your own is going to come. Hallelujah. That is what Bible says. Give and it shall be what? Giving. A good measure when it's coming to you. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Simple as that. Church, that's what it is. It is not the magic. Amen. Let us be faithful with the little God has given to us. And by so doing, Bible says that, then who will give what is your own? We are all waiting for that which belongs to us. We want something with our name on it. Hallelujah. It is so wonderful. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. But to have that, we got to be faithful to God. We got to be faithful to that which he has given unto us. Amen. The next thing that I was going to talk about, if I tap on it, our time will not permit us. So, is this still the time, isn't it? Amen. I thought maybe the clock is not working. Praise God. This means that a steward must always be. I mean, we got to always act in the interest of our master. We always got to act in the interest of our master. So, by the more we do for our master, amen, the more we receive more blessing. The more we release it from that which has been entrusted to us, the more we receive that which is our own. Simple as that. Amen. People of God, let's continue. Let us trust God. Amen. In every area of our lives. The next thing that I was going to tap on was number one, our finances. But we don't have more time here to do that. Amen. Please, I want you to know you have nothing of your own. And the moment you start doing, being faithful to your father, you will never lack in your life. Now, you will never lack. You will never lack. Lack will never be your portion. Praise the name of the Lord. Lack will never be your portion. That everything, because we know that we are doing that which is required from us. We are being faithful to God. And by being faithful to God, God is also going to be faithful to us. There will be no struggles. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. God lift you up. God lift you up in the name of Jesus. In all your ways, may you receive his blessings in the name of Jesus. May the Lord God guide you in all your ways in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.